It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. Austin Independent School District Superintendent Dr. Paul Cruz announced Wednesday he's resigning. That announcement came as a surprise. And to talk more about it, here's KUT's Claire McInerney. She covers education for KUT. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Jen.
So, Claire, first of all, why did Dr. Cruz say that he is leaving the district?
So he got a job at the University of Texas. He'll be the co-director of the Cooperative Superintendency Program in the College of Education, so helping people learn how to be superintendents.
So the timing of this is really interesting because, of course, the district is in the middle of what's turned into a very contentious process discussing school consolidations and closures. Mm-hmm. The board has voted to close four schools, but there are still more discussion and more votes ahead. How does that appear to play into the timing of all of this?
Yeah, I mean, that's my big question today. In November, the board voted to close four schools, and that was an initiative Cruz started last spring. He said, we're having budget problems, we need to close schools. So they voted on four in November, and then the board said, you know what, let's pause on these other eight and we'll come back to them. They haven't come back to them. And so now I'm wondering, okay, is this one of the reasons they haven't come back to it? But a lot of schools are now wondering, okay, the board and the district are going to be really consumed with finding a new superintendent. What's going on with my school?
Yeah, so it's not clear how all of this might impact that process going forward. Now, when is Cruz officially leaving his position?
Yeah, that we don't know because he is under contract to be the superintendent until December of 2021. So it's up to the board. They meet Monday and they could say, you have to stay until your contract says you do. Or they could say, we're rewriting your contract, you're done tonight. They get to decide, or they can say, you finish out the school year, you go until May. You know, it's completely up to them because they are his boss.
So his decision, though, was just announced yesterday. They're meeting Monday. Might they go ahead and take that action as soon as Monday? Or are they going to need time to kind of plan for that?
Yeah, I talked to Geronimo Rodriguez, the president, last night, and he said, what I can say right now is we will discuss a transition plan on Monday. So, you know, what that means of adjusting his contract, if they're going to do a national search, you know, what they're going to do.
So, Claire, I want to look back at when Paul Cruz first became superintendent. Yeah. He was already with the district. Yeah. He was named acting superintendent when Maria Karstarfin left to go to Atlanta in 2014. Mm-hmm. But when the board and Cruz made that agreement, the deal was he wouldn't apply for the job and he wouldn't be considered as a finalist. But then the process went forward.
Yeah.
They had two finalists, but then there was sort of this groundswell of support and people said, well, hey, we really would like Dr. Cruz to do it. So both sides agreed that deal was off. The two finalists withdrew and he was superintendent.
Yeah.
So he came in with a lot of goodwill, a lot of support. What has his tenure been like since then?
Yeah, like you said, he was very well liked and well received at first because he was very different from his predecessor. Maria Karstarfin was kind of known as having a very top-down approach, and he didn't have that. But as time went on, a lot of people pushed back on the policies that he came forward with. I mean, the school closings is a big one. You know, one of the wins he and his staff have been pointing to in the last 24 hours is they got that bond, the billion-dollar bond package passed in 2017. But a lot of people then started bringing up their issues with equity in all of these policies. Are we helping schools that don't have as many resources? Are we looking out for those kids with more challenges? And a lot of people said they weren't. And then when the school closings plan came forward last spring and summer and fall, he very much became a point of criticism for a lot of parents, and now he's leaving.
Well, and you brought up discussions of equity. The district has a new equity officer, and one of the many points of discussion going on right now is sort of her role going forward and an equity report, what the district needs as far as that information goes. And that's another thing that may not be completed under Cruz as superintendent.
Yeah, I mean, just last night, talking to parents and people invested in the district, they were saying, okay, so we're waiting on eight schools and whether they're going to be closed. We were told that they were going to start looking into doing an equity audit of the district to figure out if we are helping all kids. And now the board and the school district are going to be pivoting to spend a lot of money and a lot of time doing a superintendent search. So that's very interesting and something I'm definitely going to be digging into.
Well, it also makes, if you're writing a job description for Austin Independent School District Superintendent, it makes for an interesting job description where the district is right now. Plus, you know, you can briefly mention recapture again, but just what a Texas superintendent sort of has to deal with is as far as state law goes.
Well, and Austin is so unique in terms of, like, we pay the most back to the state in property taxes. We have all these people moving here, but we're losing enrollment. Like, there's just so much going on. We're in the middle of a school closings process and transition. We just hired, like you said, we just hired an equity officer. There's so much in the air. So now he's leaving and leadership is being shaken up. So whoever comes in or whoever has to fill in as interim is taking on a really, really big job.
And so, Claire, briefly, what's the next thing you're watching for in this process? Is it the Monday meeting?
It's the Monday meeting and seeing if they have him stay through the school year, if they, like, dismiss him immediately, if they make him stay through the contract. Because then that decides, you know, they often hire a consulting firm to do this search. So then that's more money and contracts that are going to be going forward. So just kind of seeing what's next.
KUT's Claire McInerney covers education for KUT. Thanks so much, Claire.
You're welcome.
You'll be able to keep up with this story at KUT.org.